NYIT's College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University will have its third white coat ceremony next Friday at the Fowler Center in Riceland Hall. First-year medical students will receive their coats before the start of 2 years of intense book work and two more years of rotations. The dean of NYIT's College of Osteopathic Medicine, Dr. Shane Spites, is excited about this third-year class because it continues with the mission of the school to bring doctors to an area of the nation that needs them the most, the Delta. Dr. Spites tells about these students' journeys for the next 4 years.
Most people don't necessarily recognize medical school is 4 years long. And whether it's an osteopathic medical school or what we call an allopathic medical school, which is an MD school, they're all about 4 years long. 2 years of truly intense book work and labs, and then another 2 years of clerkships or rotations. After that, the day that you graduate medical school, you can't practice medicine anywhere. You can't go see patients. You have to get additional training at a minimum of 3 more years. So if you wanted to do emergency medicine, you've got to go train for 3 years in that field. If you want to do general surgery, you've got to train 5 years in that field. So depending on the type of area that you want to specialize in, depends on how long that additional training is. So that's called graduate medical education training. We need more of that in Arkansas. We need more of that in this area of the nation to ideally anchor physicians to this area. We know that statistically over 60% of the physicians that'll train in a residency program will stay within a 100-mile radius of where that training occurs. That's the impact we want to have, is to be able to bring those physicians here, train them here, and keep them here to make an impact on the health care of the citizens of this area.
And he says the hands-on training will start year three.
We'll be sending our medical students out into these areas in their third and fourth years to actually train in some of these underserved areas, these smaller towns, these communities that are in desperate need of better health care and physicians. We want to start that ball rolling by getting students there. We also know that statistically, if students are exposed to those areas in medical school, they have a much higher likelihood of actually going back and choosing to practice in those areas.
And Spide says this part of Arkansas and the Delta is in desperate need for more doctors. He says the state as a whole is in a medical crisis.
Arkansas usually sits at about number 48 in terms of the sickest states in the nation. So, you know, we sometimes joke and say, well, thank goodness for Mississippi or something like, because those are usually states that have worse. So right here, we are in the heart of some of the sickest states in the nation, really Arkansas and Mississippi. And what I'm talking about is high rates of high blood pressure. People die at a younger age, premature birth rates, teen pregnancy rates. Unfortunately, right now, we're starting to grapple with a mumps outbreak, and one of the reasons behind that is that Arkansas is the worst state in the nation in terms of vaccination rates for ages 3 months to 3 years of age. For whatever reason, we choose not to vaccinate our children, one of our most vulnerable groups of our population. So we're going to hit that head on with education that we use our medical students and take it straight to them out in the field and be able to actually work hand in hand with physicians in those communities, as well as with patients in those communities. It's going to be a tough task. We understand that completely, but it's something that is important and it's something that needs to be done. It's needed to be done for a long time.
And he gives factors for why there are such huge gaps in health disparities in this part of the state.
There's a certain correlation between the economics and the health care outcomes, for sure. And when you look at national statistics and we look at the state of Arkansas and the Mississippi Delta, certainly the poorer areas are also the sickest areas. You can also look at the educational levels. So we know there's a direct correlation with all of those. So the impact that we're trying to have, and that's why I'll go back to my earlier comment, we want to reach down and actually help what's going on in the K-12 area. We want to help what's going on with university and college settings. This is not just a doctor factory, so to speak. This is a factory that ideally is going to change healthcare and change the educational system in not only this state, but this region for a positive.
That's Dr. Shane Spites. He's the dean of the NYIT's College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University. He says the college has a lot of places for students to work during their rotations and gives students opportunities to go out into the field for health screenings and other work. The white coat ceremony will take place at Fowler Center's Riceland Hall on Friday, August 10th at 4 o'clock. I'm Jonathan Reeves.